Nolte, Hollywood stands behind Ted Sarandos and Dave Chappelle. Quietly. By John Nolte on October 17, 2021. For more than a day, whenever I clicked on Far Left Variety, the top story was about some woke fascist named Hannah Gadsby bullying Netflix chief Ted Sarandos into blacklisting comedian Dave Chappelle. You didn't pay me nearly enough to deal with the real-world consequences of the hate speech dog whistling you refuse to acknowledge, Ted. The Australian speech Nazi screeched. Fuck you and your amoral algorithm cult. I do shits with more backbone than you. That's just a joke. I definitely didn't cross a line because there isn't one. Apparently, Gadsby is a comedian. She certainly sounds like a load of laughs. Here's what I find interesting about all of this. Except for a handful of Hitler youth within Netflix and Joe McCarthy Jr., the idiot who worked as a Netflix showrunner and hoped to provoke an exodus of talent, Gadsby is all the fake media have had to latch onto. But boy, they sure latched onto her hard. Why? Well, what the media are up to is obvious. The goal is to create a snowball effect to pressure Sarandos into censoring and deplatforming Dave Chappelle. But as of right now, and after more than a week of this trans tempest in a trans teapot, that snowball still only consists of that nobody comedian from Australia, a handful of internal Netflix crybullies, and a lunatic showrunner. So far, the snowball has refused to snowball. And you can bet the woke Nazis at GLAAD have aggressively worked the phones to get other big names to call for Chappelle to be blacklisted. So far, none of this has worked. Even the most reactionary Hollywood loons have remained quiet. Where's Cher? Where are the aging Arquette sisters? Where's Rob Reiner, Reese Witherspoon, Sean Penn, Selena Gomez, Barbara Streisand, George Takei, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jamie Lee Curtis? Where are they? This thundering silence might signify a turning point. As I said last week, after Chappelle received that standing ovation at the Hollywood Bowl, we might finally be at the beginning of the end of the woke Gestapo's reign of terror. Not only did the most left-wing part of the most left-wing city stand and applaud Chappelle, but despite the media's best efforts to create a bandwagon effect to have Sarandos blacklist Chappelle, no one is jumping on that bandwagon. Granted, things could change. But as of right now, through their unmistakable silence, Hollywood is standing with Sarandos and Chappelle. And by extension, they are standing for the right to free speech, free expression, and artistic freedom. People are sick of this woke crap, and that includes a majority of far-left Democrats. The gay mafia is the most powerful political and social force in the country. But rather than use that power for good, it's become a poison used to terrorize and destroy people. And finally, rather than cave and cower and agree to attend GLAAD's re-education camps, like so many others have, Chappelle and Sarandos stood up to these Nazis and said enough. No one, most especially a group as powerful as the gay mafia, should be above criticism and satire. What's more, it is outrageous to ask free people to join your sick delusion that, merely by saying so, a man can magically transform into a woman and vice versa. Biology, truth, reality, and common sense matter. Remember when these monsters said that all they wanted was to get married and be left alone? Well, that was bullshit. What they really wanted was to terrorize and censor and blacklist and cancel and destroy people and careers. What they really wanted was to kill the very thing that makes America America. And that is our right to express our conscience without fear of reprisal beyond disagreement. What they wanted was not a seat at the table but to rule over us. We are all human, and woke is a violation of human nature. The gay mafia thought it could use emotional blackmail. The media, its hold on the propaganda power of entertainment, terror, and guilt to alter and smother human nature. Well, everyone knows that what the gay mafia is doing is immoral. But only Chappelle and a handful of others have the standing and the moral courage to say so. And now they have the backing of Ted Sarandos, the most powerful entertainment executive in the world. Let's hope the only bandwagon effect created here is more people standing up to the woke Nazis. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.